Whenever it's going beyond that which God has already judged, and you're making up now new judgment. You know how people judge the law? They say, like, I can think of examples in churches, but it's like they say, I never came from a church like this, but good friends of mine have. Where it's like, you know, women, if a woman cuts her hair, now that's sin. Or they have to wear clothes down to their wrists. Now they're judging the law. Oh, that sister, she had a pair of women's slacks on. Not too tight, but we don't allow that round here. Now you're a judge of the law. The law is not enough. The law's got to have our rules added to it. You're not a doer of the law. You're a judge. Verse 12, there's one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? God's already given the law. He is able to save or destroy. Thank you, Lord, for clarifying that verse to me. Who are you, thou that judgest another? Thank you. Verse 13. I hope that stands and pretty clear right there. That verse really confirms what I was saying. Go to now. Ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him is sin. But I talk about that a lot. It's not just doing the things you shouldn't do. It's also doing the things you should do. You know to do good, but you don't do it. That is also sin. You know, this spirit of those who say, oh, you know, they're making plans. I'm going to build bigger barns, like in that parable. Oh, I'm going to build bigger barns, and I'll put all my wealth in there, and I'll have my ease. And that night, the fool, your soul is required of you. People build houses and never get to live in them because they're dead. A man was building a house and had a heart attack. I don't mean he was literally building it, but he just died. Didn't get to enjoy it. Now, that's not necessarily always evil. Well, it's an evil. You know, hey, you build, you know. Solomon called that, you know, these are the evils. Guys, they work hard and they don't get to enjoy the things they worked for. That's a real evil in the world. I mean, not just for man. I mean, it's sad. Men, you see all the labor they put in, they don't get to enjoy it. You know, but men set their hearts on things. They make plans. I'm going to work for this many years. I'm going to retire, and then I'm going to enjoy life. I'm going to live it up on my retirement. Oh, they set their hearts on it. And many of them never make it. They die. They don't know what's going to be. They don't know that your life is like a vapor. It just goes. Phew. That's why I want to focus on my life being not a vapor. My life is eternal. In Christ Jesus, my life is eternal. I have eternal life. I have a promise of eternal life. I believe it, so God imputes it to me already. But he's got to add it to me. Oh, no doubt. I got to receive that life. What if God just, remember in the last chapter about they say, be filled. God says to me, live forever. But he doesn't give me like the power to live forever. He's just yelling at the grave. Of course, God's word makes things happen, but it's like, imagine a man doing that. Live, live! But it doesn't make you live. And so man, he plans, he sets their hearts on things, they get excited about stuff. It's so sad. But they really ought to say. Now, this is not a commandment, like, you guys say everything like, hey, Paul, you're going to be there tonight? I'll be there. Now, my heart is always thinking, Lord willing, I'm going to live. It's just in my spirit. It's like built in. It can become a point of vanity to say, if the Lord will, I'll be there. I mean, look at the Lord wills live, you know. If the Lord's willing, I'll have this. If the Lord's willing, amen. All right. Not to a point of vanity, though. Let it be in your heart. This can, like I said, saying this out loud, he's saying you ought to say this. Say it first in your heart. And let it be on your lips, too. There's nothing wrong with making that testimony. It's part of letting your light shine before men. I'd be more likely, you know, with a brother, I don't feel like I got to say that. But with the people in the world, especially when it comes to things like where I start saying like, you know, I'm going to build, I'm going to plant, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. When it comes to earthly things, there's nothing wrong with tacking that on there to show the subjection to God's will, the submitting yourself to God, if He wills. Of course, if He wills. But again, not to a point of vanity where it's like it becomes like your holy Roland phrase, you know, it's like, and then you start judging people. You didn't say if the Lord wills. Now you're become a judge again. You didn't say, you must say. Before you do anything, you better say, God willing. God willing. Of course, God willing. But it becomes an assumption for us. Not that you never say it, but I'm just saying, it's like, in general, it's in my heart in everything I do. God willing, God willing, God willing. I just want God's will to be my will. So, I mean, I'm trying to unify those two things. Ultimately, you know. But they rejoice in their boastings. I'm going to do it. Oh, boy. Wait till you see me. In my new car. In my new money. In the house I'm going to build. In the vacation. Wait till you see. And they this summer. We're going to Tahiti. I don't know why I thought of that. We're going to Disneyland. We're going to do this, that, the other. And they rejoice in it. Oh, they get on the phone. They tell their friends, guess where we're going this summer? Hawaii. We're going. Yes. Isn't it great? Oh. It's evil. You think that's evil? People think, oh, it's wonderful. It's evil. You don't know. All of a sudden you're boasting this, that, the other.